I find that I have a special affection and admiration for successful artists with the daredevil energy to leap into new realms that they have no business leaping into. Artists with the combination of ambition and talent and heart to try a second or third career instead of just coasting along in one. I'm not talking here about the new celebrity cottage industry in children's books, where people famous from television and film get to call themselves authors by putting their names on very thin books with lots of pictures. For a movie star to publish a children's book involves no danger of overreaching, no risk of major failure. And risk of major failure is what anything important, any project that aspires even to the vicinity of art, requires. Julian Schnabel became rich and famous as a painter in the 1980s, repeatedly taking big artistic risks. He glued broken crockery to giant canvases. His arrogance was often insufferable, and he failed regularly, but failed a lot of the time in interesting, ambitious ways. Schnabel is now a movie director as well as a painter, and bully for his I-can-do-anything hubris, because his first film, based on the life and death of the painter Jean-Michel Basquiat, was charming. And his second film, Before Night Falls, which is out right now and based on the life of the Cuban poet Reynaldo Arenas, is a luscious, stunning piece of work.
Water rushed down gutters, reverberating over the zinc roof like gunfire. A massive army marching across the
trees. Or take Steve Martin.
Excuse me!
Like a lot of comedians, he turned himself into a movie actor. And like a lot of actors, he then became a movie director. But like no other actor-director I know about, Steve Martin is also an accomplished playwright. And now, with Shop Girl, a best-selling novelist.
The glove department is adjacent to the couture department and is really there for show. So a lot of Mirabelle's day is spent leaning against the glass case with one leg cocked behind her.
Okay, novellaist, but whatever. It's still a hugely impressive show of discipline and ambition and breadth. When people like Steve Martin or Milt Hinton move from one realm to another, each craft can enrich and color the next, and then the next. What do we call this MO that I'm celebrating? Multitasking? Dabbling? Dilettantism? The amateur spirit on steroids? Renaissance man? Renaissance man seems like a quaint, corny phrase, but maybe that's because in this age of credentials and specialization, our language has become biased against the remarkable people with the audacity to do more than one thing well. I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.